This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I got a very concerning email this weekend by a mother. She writes, I just caught my 15-and-a-half-year-old daughter sexting her boyfriend dirty pictures and very provocatively lying on her back. The boy goes to her school. I'm in shock. She writes, I'm in shock. Asks what to do. She doesn't want to, she doesn't want either child going to jail for child pornography. You know, this is like every parent's nightmare. There's lots of nightmares that us parents could have, but this one is a new nightmare that we have in this world of cyber texting and sexting and oh my gosh. We have the issue of, you have this criminal content on a phone, okay, that could be uploaded to iCloud and could be, you know, and then you have the topic or the subject of, you know, your daughter who's only 15 and a half is eliciting, you know, this type of behavior. This is, or is engaging in this type of behavior. So, all right, so first, well, from a legal standpoint, the first thing I would say is, okay, you got to get a hold of this other kid's parents. You may want to contact the police. You may want to go to the school. That would be my first instinct. You know, if this was my daughter and I see this happening, I would be bringing down the rain. And I mean, I would get as many people involved as possible. I would be right, but before you do any of that, you might want to get some legal advice, or you may want to anonymously talk to the police about what the process entails. If your daughter shared a picture of her boyfriend who was underage, she could be also in trouble for child pornography as well. Now, child porn charges, this is something that's been very controversial, okay? You and I could probably agree that anybody that engages in child pornography, where they're adults and they have these children that they're forcing to take pictures of, etc., these people should probably get the chair, okay? Anybody, you know, involved in child porn. But all of a sudden, we now have a child porn charge being attached to kids sending dirty pictures of each other. So now somebody gets a picture of his girlfriend and he goes, you are not going to believe this. She sent me a picture of her boobs. And I'm like, really? I want to see. Send it to me. All right, let me forward. And he forwards the picture of his girlfriend, which, by the way, is still wrong. Very, very wrong. But does he deserve the same sentence as the old version child pornography perp that we've come very familiar with in over the past few decades, multiple decades. So that's a problem. Okay? You have kids sending pictures to each other. You know, or you know what? I took a picture of you and I together. Do you want to see it? Yeah, send it to me. And now he sends the picture of your daughter to her because she wants it. And because she's a minor, that's child porn. Now, on one end, I haven't, if you've noticed on my show, I haven't been too vocal about lessening the sentence or, you know, lessening the message because I want kids scared. I want kids scared to realize that you receive a nude picture, you send a picture, you could be in a heap load of trouble. So delete, delete, delete. I mean, I don't mind scaring the hell out of these kids. But now we're, okay, the kids are doing it. Your child is only 15 and a half, and she is lying there worse than a Playboy playmate. And you have somebody looking at your daughter, somebody who possibly has possession of these pictures. What do? My worry as a parent, big time, would be the possession and, his influence on her. And, look, it takes two to tango. I know that. And, you know, she's going to be a separate topic, but I would definitely suggest getting some legal and some authoritative advice on this. But each state is different. You know, same thing with the school. You know, many schools have to immediately report. And so, for me, my first thing is, okay, I would go straight to the school and say, look at what's happening. Because then the school call, you know, will your child also be now criminally prosecuted because of what she did? So you need to really, get some guidance. You need to get the families together. You need to get these pictures deleted and fast. And if you think either have to go to jail, absolutely. I mean, you have to protect your daughter. But if these are two young kids in love doing something stupid, then you're going to need some legal guidance on this, on how to proceed with this, because that's scary. There's also a cyber tip line, 1-800-843-5678. That could also help you. There's a connectsafely.org. With your child, you need to sit down with your child and talk to them about why they are seeking this as a form of entertainment, why they're, and of course, they're trying to gratify their partner. You know, their partner is telling them to do something. They think it's a good idea. They want to make that partner happy, so they're, sending pictures. It's the latest thing. That's, everybody's kind of spicing up their relationship that way. And you need to explain to her and show her instances of where pictures like this go everywhere. And I think a lot of kids think that with Snapchat or whatever, the picture gets erased. There is some, listen, if the Russians could, hack into Hillary's, if the Russians got the emails that the FBI couldn't, my guess is somebody's going to get a picture of you, nude. So, if you don't want this posted anywhere, and that's one thing you need to tell them, go, who would you not want to see this picture of you? You know, colleges, future job applications, who? Now, you got to be careful because they may think their life is ruined. So you got to make sure you have some guidance with this as you start to approach a subject. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride. fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Earthquakes, political chicanery, extreme weather, impending financial doom. If you haven't gotten prepared, you're just not paying attention. You need emergency food and you know it. You'll get the most emergency food for your money from Ready Supply Foods. Companies with patriotic names try to sell you five or six soups, some pudding, drink powders, and rice, but have only half of the calories you need to survive. You really want to try and live on that? Ready Supply Foods sells 23 delicious entrees with none of the empty calories. Enjoy stroganoff, pasta alfredo, primavera and marinara, chicken a la king, Hawaiian sweet and sour, and vegetable rotini. Those are just a few of our amazing menu items. You can buy from the other companies and eat like a peasant, or buy from Ready Supply Foods and eat like a king. We sell you twice as much food for the money than most companies, and it's much better food. Surviving a disaster is hard enough without worrying about starving to death. See how much more food you can get for your money at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom who was working the dials. And big thanks for you to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We are trying to fight this blood bank shortage crisis really quickly with National Blood Donation Week that we are combining with governors all over the country. This is a pretty exciting Connecticut governor we're having governors. Let me just regroup with this. I apologize. So what's been happening is we have been asking governors across the whole entire United States to proclaim a state blood donation day. And with the state blood donation day, we've been trying to raise awareness and hopefully raise more bloods to stop the shortage. We need type A, type B, type AB, I mean any type of blood. O, and Connecticut Governor Daniel Malloy has proclaimed a state blood donation day on our request for the state of Connecticut. So we have Connecticut, Vermont, Mississippi, Michigan, New Mexico, Rhode Island, Indiana, and states all over the country right now uniting for this, and so very, very exciting time. If you could host a blood drive or if you could donate blood, please go to my website at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. Click on the National Blood Donation Day or National Blood Donation Week site, and it'll tell you how to host a drive and where you could host or where you could go and donate blood. Thank you guys so much. Sorry about that. The historic Louisiana floods, we're sitting there watching these in horror. This is, I've never seen anything like this. I mean, it's resembling to me what I saw with New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina. What we are finding right now is, I think the death toll has been up to, is it four? Let me see here. How many have died thus far? We have 7,000 people that tens of thousands of people had to be rescued from their homes. 7,000 had to be rescued. Yes, today I thought I heard that four people have unfortunately died, but we're hearing thus far, I believe the death toll is at three right now. Governor John Bel Edwards had to declare a state of emergency. Police later confirmed that a woman's body had been retrieved from inside a flooded vehicle in Northampton, raising the death toll to four. There we go. That's where it's four. According to witnesses, the woman was seen Saturday night attempting to turn around in high water when her vehicle was swept away. The East Baton Rouge Sheriff's Office said the woman's name will be released and her family will be informed. Though the storms that caused the flooding had largely moved on by Sunday afternoon, flood warnings have remained in effect around Livingston Parish. Rivers such as the Comite near East Baton Rouge and the Tickfaw near Livingston were expected to keep rising through Monday morning, causing more backwater flooding from rivers and bayous like the surge that impacted Prairieville. Kelly and others plan to spend the night in Ragland's home. Beyond that, they're not sure what they're going to do. Another neighbor, Brad Jacobs, hopped in a canoe and paddled across the road to his home to grab fresh clothes. Ankle-deep water filled his home. He hopes an insurance payout will help replace the floors. They say it's only getting worse. They say more than 24 inches of rain have fallen since Wednesday in Livingston near Baton Rouge, making the disaster an extremely rare weather event. According to the National Weather Service, the statistical chance of such flooding occurring in any given year is 1%. On Sunday night, President Obama granted Edwards' request for emergency declaration to assist in response and recovery efforts. So far, the governor has deployed the Louisiana National Guard, which mobilized 1,700 soldiers to assist in search and rescue. Military police are assisting local law enforcement with security. Private citizens are also contributing. On Sunday, in the town of Galvez Lake near the Amite River, they started to fan a boat. They actually took boats. They were salvaging toys, clothes, and other belongings from their homes. Families are gathering together. It's just, this is a scene that you would just not be expecting. Communities are banding together. I'll find out which American Red Cross or Salvation Army or which where you could send help to. But scary stuff. They're also talking about this hurricane season, saying this hurricane season is going to be bad. Currently, Louisiana is slated to get some scattered thunder showers over the next week, but we aren't expecting any hurricane type weather to be hitting Louisiana yet. But scientists are saying we are facing the strongest hurricane season this year since Sandy hit the East Coast. National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration now expects a higher likelihood of a near normal or above normal hurricane season. According to Jerry Bell, lead seasonal hurricane forecaster at NOAA's Climate Prediction Center, we've raised the numbers because some conditions now in place are indicative of a more active hurricane season. The NOAA reports a 70% chance of 12 to 17 named storms, of which 5 to 8 are expected to become hurricanes, including 2 to four major hurricanes. This is an increase from their outlook back in May. That called for 10 to 16 named storms, of which 4 to 8 were expected to become hurricanes, including 1 to 4 major hurricanes. They say all it takes is one storm like Hurricane Sandy to take a catastrophic toll. Back in 2013, the death count from Hurricane Sandy totaled 147 direct deaths, and the storm damaged or destroyed at least 650,000 homes and left 8.5 million customers without power during the storm and its wake. Since Hurricane Sandy, the past few hurricane seasons have been below normal. They say so far we've seen a number of tropical storms, including Bonnie in South Carolina, Colin in western Florida, Danielle in eastern Mexico, and Earl in Belize and Mexico. So the next ones, according to the names, are Fiona, Gaston, Hermine, Ian, Julia, Carl, Lisa, Matthew. See how they go back and forth, girl, boy, Nicole, Otto. Hurricane Otto, that to me sounds like it's going to be a bad one. It's just, Hurricane Hermine also sounds like a bad one. Julia and Lisa, I don't know. Because I've had some real good friends with those names, but then I've also had some real, you know, real witches. So I don't know. You can't really look at the name and go, well, I knew a Fiona. Fiona, I think we're going to be okay. Gaston makes me wonder. Hurricane Paula, nah. Paula's usually somebody nice. You know, like Aunt Paula. Paula, nah. Hurricane Richard, I doubt it. You know, like Hurricane, nah, I don't think there's going to be a problem with Richard. Hurricane Sherry, maybe. Hurricane Tobias, maybe. Hurricane Virginie, and then Hurricane Walter. Hopefully we never see Walter. Walter, I see kind of sputtering a little bit, you know, stopping for a minute to take a rest, and then sputtering a little bit, you know, Hurricane Walter. We really don't see a lot of, you know, Walters out there. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Still a lot of debate over what happened with the Olympic pools. Again, you know, we were kind of shocked to see what happened with Ryan Lochte and three other Team USA swimmers as they were held at gunpoint. Basically, their cab was pulled over by Rio police. When they got out, the Rio police told them to get on the ground. And started robbing him. Ryan Lochte was like, why do I have to get on the ground? I didn't do anything. And then the gun was cocked, put to his forehead, and he was told to get on the ground. He's like, okay. They were robbed. Thank God they weren't shot, and they were, you know, left to be alive and live to tell about it. But, you know, Rio has had just one cluster after another. With the swimming pool thing, apparently organizers say the reason why the swimming pools turned green was because hydrogen peroxide was dumped in the water. They say a contractor poured 80 liters of the chemical into both the diving and the water polo pools the day of the opening ceremony, but the mistake only emerged when the water started to change color on Tuesday. Hydrogen peroxide or bleach neutralized the chlorine in the water, allowing algae to bloom and turning the water green. I don't know if I believe that. I still think it's pee-pee. Officials worked through the night to drain and replace the water in the water polo pool. The water polo pool, you see it drained and it's like all clear in this one picture. Yeah, that's not the water yet. But I remember it looked good the next day when they fixed this. The diving pool still to me looks very cloudy. Rio's 2016 directors of venue management, Gustavo Nascimento, told reporters yesterday, this is a way of cleaning swimming pools, but you're not supposed to combine it with chlorine. We were not consulted. Our contractor's failure is our failure. The diving pool appeared a normal blue color for the first 2 days of the event, but then turned green during the women's 10-meter platform. The water polo pool also changed color over the course of a week. And then some people said that it smelled like farts, that there was a fart smell to the pool. Athletes were joking about the swamp. I mean, you know, and here's my thing, too. If water is an issue in Rio, okay, and you know, my question was, is what water are they filling these pools with? If they're filling the pool with the same dirty water that they, you know, that already the rowers and the beachgoers are swimming in, obviously the water's going to start to have some sort of stink also. By the way, some diving duo issue where somebody, I don't know, kicked them out of the room so she could have sex with another athlete, and I guess the team broke up. Wow, a lot of drama in Rio. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 35cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 35cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 35cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 35cash.com. Type www.35cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 35cash.com. 35cash.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, a lot of us drink water bottles, and we actually refill them.
Okay? You know, I go through, if I just buy a case of water bottles, I'll just go through that in about a day or two, okay, between me and the family. And then we, you know, have to buy more. Well, it's smart to be able to get some sort of filtered water or whenever you see a sparkless water bottle to fill up your water bottle. Well, now we're hearing that our refillable water bottles are harboring dangerous bacteria. According to research, they say drinking from refillable water bottles can be as dirty as licking your toilet seat or licking your dog's toy. The website Treadmill Reviews commissioned EM Lab P&K to test 12 water bottles of four different types: screw top, slide top, squeeze top, straw top. Each water bottle had been used by an athlete for a week without being washed. Okay, now that's disgusting. You have to wash your water bottle. Based on the 12 water bottles we tested, we found that reusable drinking containers may be crawling with the alarming number of viable bacteria cells known as colony-forming units per square centimeter. And they found the average was 300,000 colony-forming units per square centimeter. Now, the average pet toy has 2,900 colony forming. So we are talking about way dirtier. Then if you look at the slide tops were found to have the highest germ content with more than 900,000 colony forming units per square centimeter on average. The bottles harbored gram-positive cocci, which can lead to skin infections, pneumonia, and blood poisoning. Gram-positive cocci is staphylococci. And strep. Squeeze bottle tops were the next worst with 162,000 colony forming units, and screw top containers had 160,000. They say drinking from these bottles can still be worse than eating a meal from your pet's dish. A far better picture emerged from tests with the straw top bottles, which are found to contain only a fraction of bacteria, just 25. They said this may be because water drips to the bottom of the straw rather than sticking around to attract moisture-loving germs. They say the germs that were present in the straw-top bottles were described as mostly harmless. So they say the problem is I eat the straw. I sit there and chew on the straw. So that's why I couldn't, you know. They said, based on our test results, we suggest opting for a straw-top bottle, both for the low prevalence of bacteria and the lack of harmful germs. We also know that when it comes to water bottles and bacteria, stainless steel is a better choice than plastic. Additionally, water bottles without crevices and tough-to-clean spots are less likely to host germs. The site advises readers to wash water bottles after each use, ideally with a weak bleach solution. Now, I couldn't do that because if I taste the bleach, I could not do it with bleach. Yeah, you know, we used to drink from drinking fountains as kids. I remember growing up in Phoenix, and you would go over to the drinking fountain. It would be too hot to push because the sun had baked the metal. So I was never really worried about germs because my guess is the water was, and the water would come out hot. I mean, the water was very warm, very, like, hot. I mean, you wouldn't burn yourself with it. So I hardly drank. No wonder I got a kidney stone when I was 19. I hardly drank water. The water was warm and hot.
Yeah, but, interesting fact real quick. Yeah. I don't know if you know this, but the actual reason why we use hot water when we wash our hands and stuff, it's not hot enough to actually kill anything. I mean, to technically kill all the bacteria, you got to boil water for about 10 minutes.
Right.
So just using hot water on your hands doesn't actually help kill the bacteria.
No.
It helps with the evaporation, which is what removes the bacteria. The soap helps get it off your hands, and then the evaporating water removes the bacteria dead and alive.
See, that's the same reason with alcohol.
Yep.
Alcohol doesn't necessarily kill it, but it's the drying mechanism that happens afterwards.
Yep, yep.
That's way cool. That's science. All right, moving on to science. This is cool. Dentists are warning against using charcoal to whiten your teeth. I'm looking at a woman who's using charcoal and her mouth is all black. Medical professionals are warning against using a do-it-yourself whitening trend that involves smearing a charcoal-derived black mixture on your teeth. The method, which dentists say may lead to enamel deterioration and tooth erosion. It became an online sensation this month after YouTube user Mama Natural posted a video that details its execution and began striking fire online. As of Monday morning, it has amassed over 1.5 million views. I had no idea about it until Fox News reported it. In the video, the host Genevieve brushes her teeth with the supplement for 3 to 5 minutes before rinsing and proclaiming she then had seemingly whiter teeth. She said the product can be purchased in capsule form in health food stores or online. Genevieve said the stuff is highly absorbent, some of the most absorbent material on the planet. In fact, hospitals have it on hand in case someone comes in with poisoning because it can absorb that stuff and safely remove it from the body. The same reasoning works for our teeth. She says it absorbs bacteria, toxins, and staining and makes them whiter as a result. We do use charcoal, activated charcoal, for Tylenol overdoses. We do not claim that it helps fight bacteria and gingivitis. We use it to bind, we use it to bind and chelate the Tylenol agents. Please don't extrapolate our use in an ER for that to be used on your teeth for gingivitis. They say the cosmetic result of the method may hold true for some users. The long-term internal effect may harm other people's teeth, according to dentists. The American Dental Association has currently not evaluated or approved any charcoal teeth whitening products. A spokesman for the organization previously told Prevention the product is concerning because it's abrasive isn't known. Dr. Susan Maples, a Michigan-based dentist and ortho speaker who authored Blabbermouth, 77 Secrets Only Your Mouth Can Tell You to Live a Healthier, Happier Sex Life, told Fox News that there is not enough evidence available to know whether the supplement is beneficial and that it may be dangerous. She says, I worry about the long-term effects of a video like this. Teeth are the only part of the ectoderm that does not replenish or heal itself. Once it's gone, it's gone. You can color your hair, you can pierce your skin, you can damage a nail, shave an eyebrow, all of that comes back. It's true. Your enamel, it blows my mind what we do to ourselves. You know, the enamel, I've worn down a lot of my enamel. In fact, one way to see if your enamel is worn down is your teeth will just look kind of yellow. And it's not staining because I rarely drink coffee. The enamel is, it's the loss of the enamel. And so, unfortunately, you can also erode down to the dentin. Dentin influences tooth color. Users and dentists, they don't know how severe the charcoal supplement can be. You could be stained. You could be blotchy. And then, if that's not what, bacteria like or your body likes, then that's, what will be an issue. So, guys, be smart. I get it. I get it. Everybody wants to be famous. Everybody wants to look like they're doing something cool. I am a very big fan of natural and alternative ways, but you got to be smart. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. They say nonstop artificial light might even affect your bones. They say roughly one-third of the globe can no longer see the Milky Way because of artificial light at night, and this impact of light pollution has been obvious, and apparently it's affecting our body. They looked at mice subjected to constant artificial light for 6 months, which is a torture technique. Now, they say the negative effects on health are reversible when the light-dark cycle is restored. They say to study the impact of so much light, the Dream Team implanted electrodes in the parts of the brain that control circadian rhythms and observed neuron activity in the mice. Though they could make nests and move freely, they were unable to totally avoid the light when they slept. Certain cells began to pulse irregularly. They adopted a 25.5-hour day, and they lost bone density and muscle strength. When the researchers gave them dark periods again, the systems normalized. So, there's an argument there to get some sleep, maybe live in the woods. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Yeah. paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Well, when you were pregnant, or when your wife was pregnant, okay, or your girlfriend, there was a lot of medicine she couldn't take. But what was one medicine that everybody said she could take when she was pregnant? Tylenol or acetaminophen. Like, it's a category A. It won't hurt the baby. There's been tons of studies. You're fine. You're in the clear. Well, today we've heard in a new study saying women who take acetaminophen during pregnancy are more likely to have a hyperactive child, according to a new study. They say prenatal exposure to a medication was associated with a higher risk of having children who exhibit emotional or behavioral symptoms. Acetaminophen, also known in Europe as paracetamol, relieves pain and fever and is the active ingredient in Tylenol and hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medications, according to the FDA. More than half of all pregnant women in the U.S. and Europe use acetaminophen, which is also found in medicines for allergies, cold, flu, sleeplessness, etc. They say acetaminophen is considered safe to use during pregnancy, but you should only take it when necessary. A woman and her doctor need to carefully weigh the risks of not treating fever or pain against potential harm to the baby. Now, on its website, the FDA says it has reviewed previous studies exploring prenatal use of acetaminophen and the risk of attention deficit hyperactivity disorder in kids. But potential limitations in the design of the research studies prevent the FDA from drawing reliable conclusions. So basically, Dr. Sergio Cooley and her colleagues use data from the Avon Longitudinal Study of Parents and Children, which is an ongoing study from the University of Bristol in the UK, charting the health of 14,000 families. Sergio Cooley and her colleagues discovered that more than half of the mothers reported using acetaminophen at 18 weeks of pregnancy, while fewer than half reported it using it at 32 weeks. Remember, you know, pregnancy is about 40 weeks, so 32 weeks, baby would still be premature, 18 weeks, a little less than halfway. They say postnatally, a total of 6,900 mothers and 3,400 partners used acetaminophen. Importantly, 5% of children displayed behavioral problems by age 7. So the researchers looked at other prenatal factors. Was it smoking? Was it alcohol use? Was it socioeconomics? Was it genetics? And when they factored these into their analysis, the research discovered that a mother using acetaminophen at 18 weeks of pregnancy was associated with a greater chance of her child becoming hyperactive or developing conduct problems. I got to ask my mom if she took Tylenol with me, because I am so hyper. I'm like, I don't have attention deficit, but I am so hyper. At 32 weeks into pregnancy, a mother's use of acetaminophen was linked to higher odds of emotional symptoms, conduct problems, hyperactivity. See, I rarely took any medicine, so I don't think I have to worry about that with my kids. They have other issues that, lucky for me, I don't have to blame myself. So right now, they said do not panic. But it reminds you that no medicine is just 100% safe. So why are women taking acetaminophen to begin with? Well, you do get headaches. You do get backaches. If you had pain prior to getting pregnant, you know, the pain could continue. And since we don't like to use pain medicines and we're not supposed to be using anti-inflammatories, to the degree that we do when we're not pregnant, especially in the third trimester, you know, people will go to the Tylenol. Some of you will take Tylenol PM because it has Benadryl and Tylenol, and you use it to help you sleep because you can't take Xanax or other sort of sleeping aids. I like to recommend hot packs, cold packs, massage, osteopathic or chiropractic if you're having pain, you know, more natural modalities. In the U.S., an estimated 5.1 million children between the ages of 4 and 17 have ADHD. Nearly 11% of kids, 6.4 million, have ever been diagnosed with ADHD. So, you know, it just means, look, you know, we don't have to panic about it, but we do need to be concerned that nothing is 100% safe. Now, also very interesting is babies born to opioid-addicted mothers have now risen, I believe, 300%. The most commonly abused opioids include prescription painkillers like OxyContin, Vicodin, Percocet, fentanyl. Also, heroin is on the list. So according to HealthDay.com, these kids, and according to USA Today, these babies are more and more being born with neonatal abstinence syndrome. The neonatal abstinence syndrome is a withdrawal that they undergo at birth. They often experience vomiting, diarrhea, seizures, feeding difficulties, respiratory distress, and NAS is the most common effect of opioid exposure. The increase in the incidence of NAS follows the ongoing heroin epidemic and the rise, of course, of prescription opioids. So for the study, the team looked at 28 states under the supervision of the CDC. It was revealed that the number of babies born dependent on drugs increased to 300% between 1999 and 2013, from 1.5 cases every 1,000 births to 1999 to 6 cases per 1,000 by 2013. It also found that there are several states who have been suffering from this crisis. The study also revealed that the state of Hawaii has the lowest number of NAS cases. However, three states, Maine, Vermont, and West Virginia, were found to have more than 30 cases of NAS every 1,000. Maine, Vermont, and West Virginia. West Virginia, they said, was the worst off. By 2013, they said hospitals diagnosed this withdrawal syndrome in more than 33 babies for every 1,000 delivered, according to the CDC. The study authors also found that in 2012 alone, Medicaid programs were financially responsible for approximately 80% of the estimated $1.5 billion in abstinence syndrome annual hospital charges. Okay, so what the heck is going on? Well, women of childbearing age that get hooked on opioids are not going to, once they're pregnant, stop. Okay, I mean, pregnancy is a very difficult thing to go through. And it's not like they'll, feel great and not experience any withdrawal. They may actually have more withdrawal symptoms. So we need to be very, very cognizant of people becoming addicted pre-pregnancy and still staying on them during pregnancy. Now you got a child with behavioral issues, seizure issues, breathing difficulty, and these babies that are addicted to narcotics when they first, I mean, that's how their body developed. Their body didn't know better. Their body developed, being inundated with their mu receptors being inundated with opioids. And who knows, maybe they took it because the baby would make them feel sick, and they were like, oh, you know what, the baby's acting up. You know, when something's wrong with a baby, you feel it all throughout. So that's the other thing. Are they, if let's say somebody is on opioids and they get pregnant, they go, look, I don't want to take the opioids, help me. Do we have a pregnancy-safe medication to help the mom's withdrawal so that they don't feel like they need to take a medication? And, it's a huge topic, something that has to be researched, something that it's scary to think 300% of an increase in opioid-addicted babies, but something we got to work on. South Carolina officials are not too worried of Zika. Apparently, it is going to eventually reach South Carolina. According to Robert Ball, a former state epidemiologist who teaches at the Medical University of South Carolina, but it would be a small number of cases and maybe a cluster. Top state health experts noted that South Carolina's cool winter climate and past experience with mosquito-borne threats include dengue fever and chikungunya, sorry for the pronunciation, and they think that that in South Carolina, they're going to be able to dodge a significant Zika outbreak. Now, the Aedes aegypti will go as high as the Canadian border. It'll go as high as Ohio, Pennsylvania, New York. This Aedes aegypti is a resilient sucker. But South Carolina has 31 travel-related cases, one STD case, sexually transmitted, and they say they got it in control. Don't go away. We'll be right back, 1-877-DOCTELLY. Technically, I wasn't invited to this wedding, but you can stroll into any event with a camera and people will assume you're the photographer. This bag's holding more than cameras. It's also got an RFID scanner that's picking up all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even that key to your office. So while the bride's taking his last name, I'll be taking yours. Say cheese!
Do you have a stronghold on your identity? ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over a decade ago. For about the same price as an unprotected wallet, you can get a stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. Other RFID blocking technology simply isn't the same. Check the label. If it's not an ID Stronghold, it's probably weak.
I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in bifold, trifold, and the popular mini style.
Get the original RFID blocking wallet. IDStronghold.com.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at VNIINC.com/ProHealth. That's VNIINC.com/ProHealth.